Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel básico A2 de inglés. Convocatoria ordinaria de 2021 para población escolar. Prueba de comprensión de textos orales. Esta parte consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícelas según se indica. Las respuestas escritas a lápiz o en tinta roja no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso del teléfono móvil queda prohibido durante toda la prueba y tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. No escriba en los recuadros sombreados. Son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas.
Task 1. Listen to this talk about social rules when texting and decide if the following statements are true or false. Item 0 is given as an example. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. Write your answer in the grid provided.
Hi, I'm Faye de Moishant with Social Skills, here to teach you texting etiquette. In our very modern world, we're all texting. It's a really easy way of conveying information and connecting with people. However, there are a few things to keep in mind. So with texting, it's really important to think about who you're texting. It's one thing to be texting with a friend and assume that they are interacting via text message, but it's another thing when you're interacting, for example, with a boss or with an adult or with someone who you don't know very well. You don't want to assume that you can text them, and you don't want to assume that they are, in fact, texting. Some people aren't texting, if you can imagine. And also, you need to establish a certain level of comfort before you start texting someone. It's never appropriate to text your boss. However, if your boss decides to start a text messaging relationship with you, that's fine. And it's certainly a way that many people communicate and many offices communicate. However, let your boss establish that comfort level with you first. Also, it's really important to keep in mind timing as you're text messaging. Not everyone turns their phone off at night. Not everyone is up when you're up. So keep in mind a general idea of when you should and shouldn't be texting. So I say anytime after 8 in the morning, anytime before 9 o'clock at night is an all right time to be texting. But keep in mind that other people don't keep the exact same schedule you do. Also, some people don't turn their phones off at night and assume that it's an emergency if you text after hours. Texting is fun, texting is cool, I enjoy texting, but keep in mind, it's also just as important to be interacting face-to-face. There's nothing worse than spending an entire day connecting with 25 people, but never actually connecting with them face-to-face. So be sure that just as often as you're texting, you're also making that face-to-face connection. Let's face it, there's a time and a place for everything, and there are certain occasions when texting and being on your smartphone really isn't appropriate. So if you're at dinner, if you're at a funeral, if you're at a graduation, or if you're at something that's a special occasion, put down your smartphone, stop texting, and live in the moment. Be in the moment. Those are just a few guidelines on texting etiquette.
Listen again.
Hi, I'm Faye de Moishant with Social Skills, here to teach you texting etiquette. In our very modern world, we're all texting. It's a really easy way of conveying information and connecting with people. However, there are a few things to keep in mind. So with texting, it's really important to think about who you're texting. It's one thing to be texting with a friend and assume that they are interacting via text message, but it's another thing when you're interacting, for example, with a boss or with an adult or with someone who you don't know very well. You don't want to assume that you can text them, and you don't want to assume that they are, in fact, texting. Some people aren't texting, if you can imagine. And also, you need to establish a certain level of comfort before you start texting someone. It's never appropriate to text your boss. However, if your boss decides to start a text messaging relationship with you, that's fine. And it's certainly a way that many people communicate and many offices communicate. However, let your boss establish that comfort level with you first. Also, it's really important to keep in mind timing as you're text messaging. Not everyone turns their phone off at night. Not everyone is up when you're up. So keep in mind a general idea of when you should and shouldn't be texting. So I say anytime after 8 in the morning, anytime before 9 o'clock at night is an all right time to be texting. But keep in mind that other people don't keep the exact same schedule you do. Also, some people don't turn their phones off at night and assume that it's an emergency if you text after hours. Texting is fun. Texting is cool. I enjoy texting. But keep in mind, it's also just as important to be interacting face-to-face. There's nothing worse than spending an entire day connecting with 25 people, but never actually connecting with them face-to-face. So be sure that just as often as you're texting, you're also making that face-to-face connection. Let's face it, there's a time and a place for everything, and there are certain occasions when texting and being on your smartphone really isn't appropriate. So if you're at dinner, if you're at a funeral, if you're at a graduation, or if you're at something that's a special occasion, put down your smartphone, stop texting, and live in the moment. Be in the moment. Those are just a few guidelines on texting etiquette.
This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task two. Listen to this interview to the young actor Noah Schnapp and choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, for questions 1 to 5. Question 0 is an example. You have 1 minute to read the questions. Write your answers in the grid provided.
So thanks so much for being here.
Of course, I'm glad to be here.
So Stranger Things, this is your first TV show. Your very first TV show.
Yeah.
And I think it's doing pretty well. I don't know if you've heard.
I don't know. It's all right.
Yeah. So talk to me about this audition process.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a long process. Okay, so I remember I was young. I was like 9 or something when I auditioned. And I sent, I think the first thing was a self-tape. So I remember my audition wasn't too good. And it was, I was like, I came home, I was tired, I had a headache. And I read, it was a self-tape, what was it? I think it was Stand By Me. It was sides from that movie. And I sent the self-tape in and I...
Had you seen Stand By Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, not by then.
Yes,
I did.
Okay.
And then I sent it in, didn't really expect anything, and then they got back to me and they said, oh, can we see you come live in person? And I read for the role of Mike, and that's who I auditioned for, like, the whole process. And I did it maybe, like, 3 times back and forth. And then I remember I go to, like, a summer camp, like, that sleepaway for 8 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So I was in camp, and, or no, this, I'm fast-forwarding too much. So then after this, I went to L.A. to do screen tests.
Okay.
And I remember I met, like, a bunch of different kids who would, like, there were 3 kids for, like, each role that they narrowed down to. And I met Caleb, and I think I only met Caleb at the screen test, but they were just seeing who worked well together, and that was kind of it. And then I remember fast forward a few months, and it was originally called Montauk.
Less cool.
I know. But I was in camp, and my parents called, because you get like to call your parents in the middle of the summer, so I was talking to them, and they were like, oh, we have a surprise for you. And then the Duffers got on the phone, and I didn't remember this. This was from so long ago. So they were like, hey, you got the role of Will. And I was like, what? Who's Will? And then they were like, we're the Duffers, Matt and Ross, and we just wanted to let you know you got the role for Montauk. And I was like, what's Montauk? And then they told me, they were like, oh, it's this, you auditioned for it a while ago. And I was like, oh my God, wait, so this is my first TV show.
Wow.
And I was so pumped. I was so excited. I remember I had like a smile that didn't come off my face the whole week.
Listen again.
So thanks so much for being here.
Of course, I'm glad to be here.
So Stranger Things, this is your first TV show. Your very first TV show.
Yeah.
And I think it's doing pretty well. I don't know if you've heard.
I don't know. It's all right.
Yeah. So talk to me about this audition process.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a long process. Okay, so I remember I was young. I was like 9 or something when I auditioned. And I think the first thing was a self-tape. So I remember my audition wasn't too good. And I came home, I was tired, I had a headache. And I read, it was a self-tape, what was it? I think it was Stand By Me. It was sides from that movie. And I sent the self-tape in and I...
Had you seen Stand By Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, not by then. Yes, I did.
Okay.
And then I sent it in, didn't really expect anything, and then they got back to me and they said, oh, can we see you come live in person? And I read for the role of Mike, and that's who I auditioned for, like, the whole process. And I did it maybe, like, 3 times back and forth. And then I remember I go to, like, a summer camp, like, that sleepaway for 8 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So I was in camp, and, or no. This, I'm fast-forwarding too much. So then after this, I went to L.A. to do screen tests.
Okay.
And I remember I met, like, a bunch of different kids who would, like, there were 3 kids for, like, each role that they narrowed down to. And I met Caleb, and I think I only met Caleb at the screen test, but they were just seeing who worked well together, and that was kind of it. And then I remember fast-forward a few months, and it was originally called Montauk, so...
Montauk.
Yeah.
Less cool.
I know. But I was in camp, and my parents called, because you get, like, to call your parents in the middle of the summer, so I was talking to them, and they were like, oh, we have a surprise for you. And then the Duffers got on the phone, and I didn't remember this. This was from so long ago. So they were like, hey, you got the role of Will. And I was like, what? Who's Will? And then they were like, oh, we're the Duffers, Matt and Ross, and we just wanted to let you know you got the role for Montauk. And I was like, what's Montauk? And then they told me, they were like, oh, it's this, you auditioned for it a while ago. And I was like, oh my God, wait, so this is my first TV show.
Wow.
And I was so pumped. I was so excited. I remember I'd had like a smile that didn't come off my face the whole week.
This is the end of Task 2 and the end of the listening test.